Why do you say gifts in Revelation 3:18 when it says to buy them?
All right.
Doesn't good. Make sense.
Very good question. We've been dealing with the seven churches in chapter 2 and 3. And remember, the seventh church was the church of Laodicea, the time period in which we're living, that lukewarm condition. And yet Jesus does not just leave us in that lukewarm condition, but he visits this church and has gifts for this church. I mentioned gifts, but actually what the Bible says is we buy these things. Now, it remains still a gift, and let me show you a little bit what I mean here. I'll give you a verse in Isaiah. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55 and verse 1. And I hope that this verse can shed a little bit of light on this subject. Isaiah 55 and verse 1. The Bible says here, I'll give you a moment to get there. It's in the Old Testament. It says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Now, this is really a prophecy, and it's relating to us buying from Jesus, but actually we have nothing to give to Jesus. The only thing we have to give to Jesus is really a sin-polluted heart. And yet our willingness to give ourselves to Jesus, that is a transaction takes place, and Jesus gives the gifts to us. So there is a transaction, and that in that sense we are buying, but not with money. Our money, you know, means nothing to Jesus. It is our willingness to follow him, and that willingness is that transaction, that buying.
That willingness to purchase a gift.
That's right, a willingness to purchase a gift.
In our thinking, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but we have no way of paying that price, and it's a gift in that sense.